KSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. The United States team in Doha, Qatar, during the World Cup is scheduled to meet the Iranian team in Doha, Qatar, in a match that is said to be critical to advance to the round of 16. I do not follow that, but I do follow the confrontation between the Iranian regime under sanctions regarded as brutal, sadistic, especially towards its own young people, many weeks into the protests over the abuse of one young woman, but many young people since then. And now it moves to the world of the World Cup. The United States and Iran are in a war of words again, reads the report from Al Monitor. This is Mideast reporting. This time over an image of the Iranian flag and their upcoming soccer match at the World Cup in Doha. As I understand it, momentarily in these last days, the flag of Iran, which is tricolor, red, white, and green, was displayed on a site talking about the upcoming matches. England, Iran, USA, and Wales are in the same division. Now, I don't follow the matches, but I do follow that suddenly the Iranian flag lacked two pieces of information, the Republic's word Allah emblem and the Takbir's emblem from the center of the flag. If you look at the Iranian flag, it's got a little design right in the middle of it. Well, it was gone. And now Iran is claiming that the U.S. did this and wants the U.S. disqualified from the match. I welcome Ahmad Abali, who follows football, who knows these things. He is also Gunaz TV, broadcasting every day from the Midwest of the United States to Iran, to help me understand this protest by Iran these many weeks into the protests by the people of Iran towards the regime. Ahmed, I don't know whether this is a tempest in a teapot, or a large ocean. I can't tell at this point. What is your measure of the Iranian regime asking for the U.S. to be disqualified? This seems futile and foolish. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Mr. Batchelor. Good to be with you. It is almost a funny story that Iran is asking U.S. to be disqualified because somebody did a prank on Iranian flag. That is actually not accepted by many Iranians themselves, that Allah riding in the middle of the flag. So Iran is basically trying to get some sort of advantage going forward, hoping that it can use this event as a psychological, political advantage against U.S. Team. Iranian team is government-sponsored. So government of Iran is using the team's success, if there is any, to kind of bring back nationalism. But it's not the same in U.S. So Iran is really in desperate need of some sort of advance into second round.
I see. So this is important to the regime right now. And the protest is what we call in this country, you know this well, trash talking. Iran is trash talking the U.S. team. Now, things happen on a soccer field that don't follow logic. But I see off the soccer field, football field at Doha, a video featured by an international broadcasting company as video of the day of protesters at the World Cup raising the picture of the names of murdered children. This does seem significant because it's worldwide broadcasting. The regime has not attempted to stop it, but I did see at least on one video these rude young men using their elbows, bashing aside the protesters. Is this something that matters to the Tehran regime?
It matters very much so because, as you mentioned, the world focus is in Qatar. World Cup is a big event outside the United States, actually, in Europe and Middle East. It's the biggest sporting event. But it has also turned to politics. Iranian opposition groups are using this focus on Qatar to bring back awareness to the world community of how murderous this regime is, how many people have been killed. Over 500 almost has been at least reported, 447 last time I heard 2 days ago. So it's got to be over 500. That means we got to multiply that by at least 3 times, maybe 10 times, based on last past experience. So we have hundreds of people that have been murdered by this regime, and the regime doesn't want the world to know about its atrocities in Iran.
My understanding of these protests is that they're relentless and they challenge the authority. But the question is the authority reacting in a way that is new, something fresh? I note, for example, the story of the niece of the supreme leader denouncing him and comparing him to dictators in the past. Is that significant to the people of Iran, or is this a privileged family breaking apart?
It is significant in a way that whenever you have the inner circle of a dictatorship kind of fall apart, or at least they start this crack, showing this crack, it is significant because it gives people hope that the fissure could get bigger. And then now if it gets to armed forces, that is going to be more significant.
The puzzle is this about reform or is this about regime change? I believe the young protesters have said regime change. Is that correct? And is that significant?
It is all about regime change, to be honest with you. The Islamic Republic of Iran is based on two different ideologies, that these ideologies are also have their its own red line that the regime cannot pass. So therefore, the regime is kind of trapped in itself into this Islamic Persian ideology that all the ethnic groups and young people hate, basically. Therefore, the only hope for the people protesting is a regime change, because this Iranian regime is beyond reform. It cannot reform itself. The reform that they're talking is actually not a reform. It is a different way of oppression. Again.
And I want to underline what we know so far about the regime and how they're responding. There's the brutalities, there's the sadism, but at the same time, the regime is talking about acknowledging that it's shipped its drone technology to Russia, acknowledging that it's reached 60% enrichment. Is this meant to rally the nationalist forces in Iran? I'm trying to interpret why they're admitting to what's something that they earlier denied.
Well, based on United Nations Security Council's resolution, Iran should not have sold any or transferred or sold any offensive weapons to Russia or any other country. At the beginning, Russians themselves kind of leaked this information to the media, and Iran was happy because they thought, oh, this is great. We can bring the nationalistic feelings back to Iran. Now we are selling weapons to Russia. And then immediately they realize that they've fall into this Russian trap of, if I go down, I'm going to bring more people, more countries down. And then they try to deny it, deny the fact that they sold these weapons or transferred these weapons. But finally they accepted again. This time they said, well, this was not as big as reported, only few drones were transferred, and this was before the war. But then again, the drones that have been downed in Ukraine are new drones. In fact, some of the parts have been made after the beginning of the war. So therefore, Iran is trapped, and they don't know what to do anymore.
And they're admitting it now that that drone technology from Iran has been sold to Russia to use against Ukraine. There will be more on this reporting, but right now, all eyes in Iran are focused on the World Cup. Ahmad Abali is the host of Gunas TV, broadcasting from North America to the people of Iran. I'm John Bashman.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.